Hi, this is Jim with Jim Harwell Ministries. Thank you for listening today. This is part one of a five-part series, The Presence of Jesus Christ. And all five teachings will be about 10 minutes or less. But I have some points I want to go over for this first teaching. I want to just look at the big picture, kind of give an outline of the overall topic. And first, I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving us, for all that you have done for us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. We want you to be in charge. And Lord God Almighty, we are in awe of you and are so grateful for the privilege to know you, to be yours. So I want to, again, I have about 5 points, but first, this topic, the presence of Jesus Christ, is so important and it so vital. It may be one of the most important topics for those who are children of God, and really for everyone on the earth. I'll get into explaining more about me and where, you know, why I'm doing these teachings, but first, the presence of Jesus Christ is so glorious, so beautiful, so wonderful. Human words cannot express Him and His presence. His presence fills heaven and is over all the earth and is available to everyone on the earth. Amazingly. And in Psalm 145 says, "On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate." His glory, His majesty, so beautiful. When we experience Him, nothing else matters. We don't want anything else. Nothing else even really exists outside of Him. And to think that so many of us, and I'm in this group, have missed it. We have missed it. We've done everything else, but the one most important thing, the presence of Jesus, getting His presence, Him. And it's not enough to just know Jesus. Well, it's not enough to just believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. To simplify, yes, I'm an evangelist. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. And on the earth, out of 7.5 billion people, there's about 2 billion people who would be in the category of followers of Jesus Christ, Protestants and Catholics. And so, to simplify, the answer is Jesus Christ. Amen. And that is true. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Trinity, which is so wonderful. And in this teaching, I'm going to get into that, more about that. But again, it's the presence of Jesus that is the real answer and secret and key to this, to knowing God. And that's one of my 5 points. The first one is everyone on the earth, the purpose of us being here, the chief end of man is to know God, to have a relationship with Him, to walk with Him our entire life, and in that process begin to experience His presence, His glory, which is the answer, and fellowship with Him. Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "I will come into Him and fellowship with Him, and He with me." It's a famous verse. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," the door of your heart, of your spirit man, "and knock. To him who opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him, and he with me." So that is the, you know, many people have the questions, why are we even here on the earth? What's the purpose of life? All of that. The purpose of our life is to know God, to walk with Him, to be in His family, and fellowship, ultimately fellowship with Him, and then spend eternity in heaven. Glory to God. Spend eternity with Him in His presence. Glory. Amen. You know, that's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And every man on the earth, every man and woman on the earth has eternity in their heart. That's in the Bible too, Ecclesiastes 3:11. But and we see the evidence of that a very high percentage of people on the earth are seeking God in some way. They are in some faith. They are, you know, they, God has placed eternity in man's heart, and that's a fascinating truth. But again, I want to emphasize the framework I'm coming from, that Jesus Christ is the way to God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. But again, in this teaching, I really want to emphasize this opportunity, incredible, to be able to experience His presence. Just one moment in His presence is greater than anything on the earth, greater than a million billion years in the highest courts of the earth. Just one moment in His presence, and yet He offers. Jesus says, I'm with you always, and then until the end of the age, and then we have the opportunity to go to heaven. So I'm going to get more into the practicalities of His presence, how we get His presence, the fact that His presence is everywhere on the earth, all around us, everywhere we go. He is there, His presence and His power. Now, if our old nature is in control of our life, which is also called the flesh, our old nature, our old man, former man, then we won't experience His presence. It's blocking us from connecting to the presence of God, essentially. But when we are born again, when our spirit man is in control and we're building up our spirit man, then we can begin to experience His presence, which, and this leads to point number two, that this presence is the, I emphasize that it's the answer, it's the secret, the key. It's the center, source, and substance of our relationship with God, of our walk with God, and everything flows from that. So, when we really get to know Him and we experience His presence, that's when I say that's the answer, then everything makes sense, everything clicks, everything falls into place, because everything flows from that. Now we naturally want to read the Bible and let Him reveal the Bible. We want to walk with Him every day, to seek Him, to worship, to fellowship with other like-minded believers. We want to pursue ministry. Yes, if He calls us into ministry, yes. But it all flows from that. Does that make sense? If we don't have that, we're just doing things in our own strength. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Even if we're so here's the third point. How do we have this? Point number three, the way we experience Him and His presence is having our own personal, private relationship with Him. Period. That is such a key. And that's common sense, right? But it's so important because, you know, it's just like a relationship with a person. This is God Almighty. He's God. He's the Father God Almighty and His Son Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world who's in heaven, and now the Holy Spirit on the earth. It's a relationship with the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He is the Spirit of God. And it's a holy, precious thing. But it has to be you and him, and a person and him. Can't be anyone else. Don't go to anyone else. Don't. It's between you and him. And so that's why Jesus emphasized and said, when you pray, don't go out in the public. He said, go into your room, shut the door, go in private, pray to your Father who dwells in the secret place, and your Father who hears in secret will reward you openly in the open. So that's point number three. Point number four, his presence and power are everywhere. We'll get more into that, how glorious that is. And then number five, a very serious point, that his presence is holy and sacred, and he's God Almighty. And this is, we're in a new life. When we find Jesus Christ, we're in a new life. We're born again. It's a process. It's a new life that, glory to God, lasts forever. The opportunity to live forever. So we'll get into that. Thank you for listening. I'm a little over the time, but really appreciate you listening to part one. This is Jim with Jim Harwell Ministries in the USA.